Dark. Nobody can see what's happening.
Don't worry, little doctor.
Just starting the show.
You'll get your eyes back tomorrow.
Good morning. It's a nice, quiet morning. And you've been listening to a lot of
if its ambitions could ever be attained.
And now,
if what we call the
you'll be hearing
ego
a lot less.
We get to recline in that big, fat, juicy waffle. And have bean.
I think we should distinguish.
Yes, like cute bean now owns the
between
show.
The way of powers and the way of bean.
We'll be reporting to him after work.
Oh, I don't know if
the
that's possible. A bean waffle. It's all bumpy.
Reaches out to an almost.
There's and no the Gabo Fam's House of Waffles.
They're working on the transmitter tonight.
Maybe House of Waffles. I saw that movie.
Yeah, the waffle started collapsing at the end on Vincent Rice.
That's right. And it all went up in a scary flame on the edge of the stove.
No, we have to start up. It's Doctors at Dawn.
Do we have to?
Like
oh,
that.
You know, there's a show where you can call up on the radio and hear yourself talk.
Yeah, that's real neat and everything.
There's these other guys there, too, but, you know.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, the show's so bad, anybody could do it.
You know how it is with this thing. It's like little Wotrans revolving around your head. And then, you know, they're back next weekend. No big deal. It's like they never left, right? It's like you never left.
Right.
This is the show that dare not speak its name.
Right.
Mr. Reedy, please report to the operator.
Okay, next doctor, please. Step up to the white line.
Yes, and what about all the nurses for Narnini?
And what about all the Narnian numbskulls, those pop-skulled lion baiters and backbeaters?
Yes,
come on,
about
come on quiet
teams.
Down, quiet down now. Dr. Hal means no harm.
I was only attempting to do my duty, son. Someday you'll understand and do otherwise.
Nurses, doctors, please.
There's too much laughing and
this is very embarrassing.
And
sorry.
And sorry,
Dr.
Hal.
The auditorium isn't cleared right now. Dr. Hal will have to take the entire hospital out for breakfast this morning.
Or kill me.
Hold on just a minute. Something's happened. Good morning. I don't know.
Nothing,
we can't find
nothing.
Out. Good morning.
We just got here. We haven't woken up yet.
This war is the awful. You
oh,
your
this is terrible. I wish we could just go back to the way it was only a minute ago.
And we just replaced the carpet in there. Oh
if only I hadn't voted for the president.
All over the
if only I had voted for some other president. This might have happened a minute later instead of a minute before.
Or to some other generation.
Yeah, well.
Not us.
Not me.
Not me.
No, not you, Janer.
Not me.
No, it wasn't my fault, they all said, as they fell into
not
the
you, Janer, not you.
Conrad.
Stop it, I can only take many of the sound effects at once.
Oh, right. Okay. Just give me another cup of rubber cement, and I'll get started here on the 18th book.
That's right. Oh. This time you promised I could have
a check.
A chapter.
Oh, a chapter, right, I'm sorry.
Chapter.
Yeah, not a check, a chapter, yeah.
Right. Bob liking it so hard, I don't have enough money to buy it all.
He's a big
stealer.
If you don't have any money, it makes the church stop.
Hi, this is the sperms. Don't worry about us. There are billions and billions of us, and we'll bury you.
Those were the subgenius sperms. Those are the happy little ones that stay alive even though they're in the sea. They're doing their little rifle exercises. These guys
no,
are motivated.
Those were spurious sperms. You could call them spermatozoon fatuus or fatui.
You could, but it takes too long to say that. See, when we have to call up the sperm reserves, we have to get them out there right away. We can't have long names and long-winded stuff shirt titles.
Okay. We're going to our first song tonight is called Poster of Dobbs.
Okay,
it's a song
we'll
we wrote when we were on vacation in Jamaica, right. And Paul's going to sing this one for you.
I am not.
Well, okay, let's all.
I want time and a half. It's the middle of the night, in case you haven't noticed.
Time and a half.
And travel
open at this time. Time and
no,
a half.
No, for anti-musicians, it's only like 10:30 in the morning.
Well, I'm trying to emerge from a cocoon of neutering social mores.
Yes.
Right,
aren't we all?
Well, that's good.
No report.
But I wanted to come and talk about it with you.
Yeah.
Your doctors.
Well, just sit down right here and open up your very soul and every other
barrier. Problem was the first step to solving it, and then someone told me about you, and so here I am.
Climb down inside the show here.
But wait,
what do you think? Hey, wait. How? Hey, Gary.
But you're a doctor.
I think
too.
I see a checkup ahead.
I didn't know how
okay,
I
well, just try to take these forceps and see if you can pull it out of the
here,
body.
Just
all right, here we go.
Watch these guys.
Oh,
okay,
I bet the check.
Wait, there's no signature on this check. We just kill another innocent.
Makes me wonder about where medical science is leading to.
What are we gonna do with the body?
And you're about to ask these
they buried
these
the show.
Guys for advice.
The way you guys go on, I don't know what to think. It's,
what has an
radio?
But still
fly.
What
do you mean?
You didn't turn his on, I think.
In fact, ask your nearest
turned on.
Today.
No, I. Individuality. This show's like what they you know, it's the opposite of a turn on.
Oh, that's why you're listening.
Huh? Hello?
We're not being heard.
We're holding this position until dawn.
That's one of the most obscene and contorted positions I've ever seen, Jerry, but
hey!
Police yesterday were looking for an ambulance stolen while two attendants were in a house.
Ah, yes.
Picking up an injured
Let's try again.
Woman.
What do you have?
If you hang up on me again, your body will self-perpetuate in shopping malls forever.
We're
and
isolated
ever.
From your curses, young man.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at him. He's crawling around inside the show.
But they've done a wonderful job. It looks 100% better.
Drag it over here.
It looks like it's dead.
Words but the blood in his
okay,
eyes
set it up
isn't
on the table, Doug.
Anymore.
And kind of push the face into sort of a smile.
Oh,
put some headphones on it.
Okay. I've heard enough.
Yes. This is an alert.
Oh, and we start the war over again. Okay, we'd like to go slow motion over these frames.
Look at those beautiful explosions.
As we talk about, once again, the slow motion reproduction. Now, what we'd like to see.
Look at the slow motion flash, or you'll go blind in slow motion.
Of origin of projectile somewhere central Bolivia, South America. This is
the Genius Church recommends that you always wear an eye patch so that just in case you are looking in the direction of the flash.
Only one eye.
Where will I go?
Only
yes, don't be like
one eye. One eye. Save one eye for
Bob. On the left. Oh, come on. Stop all this. Stop the doctors. Yes, and too many doctors. Constantly here. In this hour.
Hey, stop.
Sorry, you could have done more than listen to the radio, but now it's too late. Now you only have a minute left.
Yes, and that
it will seem like hours, but
forever.
The whole show will flash before your ears. Don't listen too closely or you'll go deaf.
Doctors were swirling around the rooms
now, little Paul.
Clouds of irradiated
You'll
air.
You'll be dead in only 20 seconds. Don't let it upset you, little doctor.
But the ear's really messed up still.
Yeah, can't you do something?
What?
It doesn't look a bit like
I
it did when it was alive.
I told you to use the size 5. If you'd used the size 5, it would all be fine right now.
I didn't know my conscience
scheme
in stereo.
Yes. Gary was stupid enough to drink coffee, and now he's off on his own show, not paying attention to the cues.
If you were a subgenius, of course, you too would have to get up at 4:30 and go to some other radio station
in a musical
and stop this show by being on that show.
When they show that movie, I'm just going to go down in my shoulder.
Yeah, good idea, because the TV bombers will be over us in less than 10 minutes, and the TV missiles will start taking off from the inside of everybody's couches, and the little TV missiles start flying out of the refrigerator. There'll be little TV missiles landing everywhere.
Okay.
In the radar, just laughing.
Open no.
This new job.
This is a tape.
Oh, look out. We got a hypnopedist on the radar here.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
maybe I'm
you two
maybe
caller
I'm
are on the midnight flight. Puzzling the evidence of saving the subgenius forces
over.
Out in the desert. I'm not on the show anymore. I'm home asleep. This is wonderful. I hate being on the radio. I'm asleep right now in my bed. I'm warm and everything's nice. And I won't have to get up for another 18 and a half hours.
Oh, look out. My bed's on fire.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. There he goes. We'll take that Doug away and put in the new Doug here. And press the Doug button and start him up.
I've seen that face somewhere before.
It was on some horrible radio show in the 1980s.
Wow, can you feel that? It feels like they're shooting little things right through you.
Yeah, but somehow or the other, I feel my forehead. There's a hole in my forehead.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Nope.
Yes.
Hey, you guys are great.
Sorry.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
But once you're in, you can't get out.
Puzzling heaven, it's a scary hour.
What's all this stuff on the walls?
You have to pay
for those. Are theme ideas.
What?
We like to tack them up here and ignore them.
How long have they been here?
2 years almost.
Yeah, some of them.
We used one once.
What color were they originally?
White.
We used one of those ideas.
Gray, white, gray,
yeah, you
white.
You couldn't really tell.
Green, black,
well,
blue, orange.
How did they get that color?
Well, somebody came along and set the outer ones on fire, and they just kind of burned down to the wall there.
And that caused the symbols.
Those are the ones we used, right?
And did someone draw those, or did they just appear?
We paid this guy from Calyx to come over here and think them up.
Yeah.
Would you like to be killed?
Oh, yes.
Okay, ready?
I'm on a stage.
Here goes.
Ah!
him called Bebelus.
They call him Bob.
The same damn
cool. No. Good morning, Bob. Bob.
I'm very disappointed. Yep.
Okay. No, awesome. Your time is up. It's time for commercial.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Do the commercial.
Do something commercial.
Okay. Let's go to the commercial now.
I mean nothing. I mean, this really? Is the Church of the Sub-Genius. You don't really expect nothing from them guys. Sure. They ain't got nothing better to talk about than you and your relationship to the Sub-Genius Church and exactly what's going to happen to you when you stand up on that white stripe and have Dobbs remove your wallet. Yes, it's true. You can have your wallet personally removed by Bob, although I would never, ever consider it myself. I voluntarily sent mine in years ago. But you, unbeliever, can personally be defiled and demunified and devalued by Dobbs. It's true. You think it sounds awful? Well, it does sound awful. It sounds terrible.
If I die before I wake, I know my wallet he will take.
Yes, even the Smurfs are armed in this sector.
Yes, we've sold weapons to everybody, and they're ready to use them on us.
Yeah, right.
So I got scary.
Yes, little Funto had bitten the head again, and now he was hiding under the table.
Oh, it looks like Funto was loose and running down the streets of the city.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, so what? It's the end of the war. Nobody cares
and
anymore.
And it's the end of the world, coincidentally, and we're all here to celebrate.
In orange.
As we float up into the upper atmosphere, tiny little particles.
Yes, sure is funny.
It's comfy, too.
Time, it can be a difficult and... Hey, listen, don't push me around. Doctor. This could be your
you
show. It could be anybody's show. I'm not sure what's going on. Hey, come on, get out of the way, Paul. I've got to do these things. I got to mix this stuff up. Whoa,
wait a minute.
Look out! I must have put the wrong stuff in. This is not Showstopper. This is Show Expander. Quick, close the doors. It's going to fill up the station. Quick, close all the windows, too. Oh, look at this stuff. It's...
And I own the Sub-Genius Radio Show.
I felt like I was dreaming. I could see Paul trying to reach for the stop button on the panel, but he was floating away from me at the speed of light. We need to go on the air now.
Palmer had a terrible dream.
Can we hang up first?
Palmer dreamed he was on the radio.
Yeah, I can tell. True. This is the astronaut.
It looks like Jake's about to fall off the edge of the show.
He just ate four mothins before he came on, too.
I'll make it to the end.
Yes, he ate four of those beautiful little brown mothballs before he came on the show.
Okay.
Oh, that whole church show just piped down.
Yeah, it's just that noisy little church. Hey, look, get Funjo away from the microphone.
Well, you'd be surprised how coherent it sounds when you listen to it.
We have to clean this mess up. If she gets excited, this...
Cut the bad parts out right now. Let's not even bother editing.
Snip. Fix. Now it's all
okay,
better.
Here we go. The new show. Welcome to the Saturday morning Sub-Genius Radio Show.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Or just kill me, children.
With a tried and proven plan to follow.
I can't say.
Recording, everything's going fine.
We got calls from Denver and Dallas.
We get calls Hollywood from Palace. The other side of the earth on this program.
What is the other side of the
earth? Hail. The other side of the earth is all here now. We're blasting it into little pieces. And we're going to import China to Iowa and build big hills of what's left over.
That's a great party down here at the studio. We're throwing these cups and saucers around and catching them very skillfully.
Please, I'm trying not to think about it.
These Sub-Dini people are not part of the conspiracy.
This is like the case we had earlier this week where we treated a resident for an impacted Sony Walkman.
Well, you know, in a cave in ancient Babylonia, they actually found in this cave the ancient cassettes on which Jesus spoke.
That's true, Kendi. What is the archaeological evidence for the famous Shroud of Bob?
Pipe. There was a pipe implanted on the shroud, and then bound by his genitals, there was nothing. Bob impressed the images by blowing smoke that formed the picture that represents his pipe, and of course, the part by his genitals where there was nothing.
And scientists are agreed that although Bob may not have himself impressed the image, everyone else who was present was certainly impressed.
That can castrate you if you're not careful.
I hope he can hear you. Thank you for all of your participation in this transcription experiment, and hope that you aren't sickened by the strange, distorted musical behavior.
In fact, in my book, you're nowhere.
He's right there.
You blinded me.
There he is.
My God.
Now, that's not fair. You blinded me, but you gave Reedy's voice back to him. That's hardly fair.
I can talk and everything. Well, I'm going to use this opportunity right now to tell all the people that are at home asleep that they're missing out on this wonderful war program. Yes, welcome to the Minute After. KPFA's own version of the after effects of the wonderful future that's awaiting us all. And here comes the first float in the parade here.
It's hard to believe that a bomb as ugly as this could look as beautiful like this.
Boy, you know, the Pakistanis went all out this year. I'd have to say that's
amazing.
The prettiest float this I've seen yet.
And the bomb itself is a piece of wonderment, Dr. Vredes. Is made out of completely recycled and stolen atomic material. But it works nearly as good as the bomb that California has.
Well, I remember the one South Africa dragged out here last year. It seemingly seemed a little bit grim, but you couldn't argue with the function.
But it did have a lovely golf motif.
I have to give them credit for being the only people stupid enough to actually use their own bomb on themselves.
Bob. Is Bob any longer relevant to the show? Is Bob with the show any longer, or has he moved on to better religions?
Maybe they were better things over the horizon.
Yes, they saw a bigger church, a fancier church that made more money, the church that was right here in Berkeley, or Oakland, or somewhere.
Wherever you were right now. Maybe there was something down the road. Maybe the world was continuing to turn. Maybe the shadow just wasn't on Dobbs' nose the wrong way.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe subgenius wasn't everything. Maybe there was something else.
Maybe subgenius was just another chapter in some other book. And now we were turning the page.
Yes, and as we say goodbye to scary subgenius and hello to the new religion,
plenty of water every day.
We wonder at least eight glasses what kind of God is going to come bother us now. How many Jesus will it be? How much will they weigh?
Will he dispose second,
what kind of anti-Jesus spray we have to use on our windowsills in the kitchen? I don't know. Last time I had to light my fire on... I can't even say it. I had to light my house on fire just to get rid of the heliopter Jesus.
This program has helped hundreds. Help you.
Yes, and the thesaurus Jesus. That was the scariest of all. Nothing could get rid of it.
Wishing you all the best.
Maybe we should turn the page back to where there still was subgenius.
Who was the next deity that would show up and insist that we write his life story into the book? Into some other book? Into another record? Into another movie?
I don't know. Maybe it was Frontebus. Maybe it was Hinto. I don't expect this thing be there. We'll be in the audience just like you, watching the real subgeniuses.
And maybe meeting some of those real subgeniuses and being able to push them from the balcony all the way down to the floor and killing the video crew so no record will be made of this horrendous event. Here you can see the priests as they carry the event toward the event window to push it out and out into the cosmos. Ah, yes, and what a heavy event it was.
Yes, it's true. We'll be marching through the audience into the restroom to try to rid ourselves of any... Yes, any of that.
Huh?
Oh, Doctor, you're still on the transmission.
I'm just reading off this paper in here.
Well, that's all right.
Right here? You know where it says? It says
down.
Here,
Next move.
Next move.
Check orange okay, that's your line. Helmet.
Doctor, what are you doing up there?
Well,
Now listen closely, listeners, because we're just about to tell you the secrets of the church and why no one longer.
Just let me show you this one procedure.
It looks like Commander Hughes is taking off his helmet.
I see. He's trying to get out of the
I can hear the funny music beginning now.
Dr. Vredes, are you anywhere in the vessel?
I'm down here. Dr. Vredes. Guys, I don't think it's safe to come out of the ship.
He's gone down to the alien bin.
Yes, he certainly has. Down there the with again. The tiny little aliens.
Oh,
so
they're so cute, too. Right there,
later, Danny.
Enjoy my
sleep. Those little
tunnels.
You'll find out.
They're taking
here,
care
of any of that.
I see it now.
Show instable on
now, listen closely, listeners, because we're just about to tell you the secrets of the...
of the church and allow no one longer any longer any longer longer. Why no any
longer?
I
can't see anymore. He's useless to us.
He's being wrapped in a flag and
given a burial in space.
And he's now been jettisoned.
Let us now play the pre-recorded hymnal. Ah, yes, the spaceman's funeral. It's so beautiful. There he goes, twirling towards the sun in his glittering coffin of steel. Far from his mother planet. Another brave serviceman. Well, now I think we got rid of Bobo for him. We might have enough fuel to reach the station.
True. Somebody had to go. Somebody had to be sacrificed for the doctors. Yes, the tiny door. There are enough headphones in there. The tiny door and the supplies that everlastingly fill the air are here with us tonight.
There's no more people in the airlock, Doctor. Your telephone company's new service. There's only three of us on the vessel now.
I don't know. I think everybody else on Earth's dead.
Where'd the staff go?
Well, let's just try some old-time music then.
They've all turned off their radios. All of Northern California is studiously ignoring, listening to us. This is me radio. My show. In my name. You're listening to me. That starts with an M.
Listener Free Me Radio.
Two and three times over.
You're funny.
Oh, you're not.
He invented the snap off orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Is no robots. There are no unnatural
animals. That's a genius church. Finally,
looks
after
like
all
the
this
priests
time,
have reached the event window.
And the threats. They finally have shed the skin of the church. And we're ready to find something better. We will not look back. We will not think of the bad times.
Hey, maybe we're going to be okay.
The checks that never came. The Vreedies that complained. No.
And never came.
Now there's a happy Vreedies. And checks that always come. Because the new religion really pays.
Get this from happening to you by turning the show off.
Oh, now it seems the priests are going, are having spasms of joy.
That's just the way they do it out here.
Repeat those words.
We'll write about it over again.
Eggs,
ceremonial hay players,
Death of Bob on live broadcast.
He was looking at
ceremonial head players.
After a while, finding something that he could do. The cult of Frontubus was before Doug, and though he hated it, they thought, perhaps this will enable me to make a living for my family.
Yes, so he tagged Frontubus there in Martini Lounge and said, I really shouldn't be doing this stuff again, Bob.
You have a contract. I just wanted a couple pages, you know.
Whatever your real name is, you funny.
See, really, you really think that gave you that new dryer? Or,
okay, you funny too, Carl.
Something like it. Maybe a food budget for the next year. Maybe a
toaster.
Because when you butter your toast before you put it in the toaster.
I'm sorry, listener, that's impossible. If you butter
the melting waffles and the burning waffles and the bleeding waffles. Bleeding waffle good, healed waffle bad. We've heard all these old jokes.
You have to come up with very new religions, and then we'll really appreciate
and
it. But otherwise,
we'll expect some call from somebody in Arkansas.
Up good there, morning. One, new right show. Now.
Hello,
there's
Arkansas.
A giant airplane marker which shows the way to our secret operating booth. And here, we're going to move it by the strength of one hand unaided. Many people wouldn't be able to heave it or budge it, but we can lift it easily on one finger,
so
index finger.
Yes, we were aboard the USS Hiva.
That's right, they made all those people take acid in the 60s just by playing Beatles
out of
the
cave.
He's been
okay.
There for 3 days.
Go on out, listener.
Okay, all female sub-genies, please understand
We're the lies, Alvin. We're the Gabrofram's best Mimico hits, Alvin.
That's mostly on over the edge. edge. This is a very positive program. Now, the Subgenius program only has two more shows to go before 1984.
Pay the bills and take your pills.
Here we go. Here's some pills now. Okay, hand the pills to the listener there and let him on.
You can tell your true bobhead by the fact he never takes a glass of water with his
Ow! Okay, bye, listener.
You've enveloped us. We are going to be living in 1984 for a whole year.
No, I'm going to go back to 1948.
Well, it sounds like you should listen to Sunday's prophecy program, or Monday morning prophecy program, and then you'll be clean and look. He's trying to pretend he's the Meyer answering machine. That's a pitiful attempt, but successful, of course. We'll leave you on as a background sound effect. Okay, now.
Mr. Nelson, Skinky's wife is getting
That's right. Let them eat yellow cake.
I mean, when you see a bank burning down, well, that's me.
And when you see a lawnmower chop off a toe, well, that's me.
And when you see a fallen
politician. See it getting sewed back on, that's me.
And when you see that sitting there in the Golden Gate Bridge with no traffic on it, well, that's me too.
When you're riding down in that limousine to do it, well, that's me too. When you hear the three shots coming from the front side,
I'm simply looking for a humorous feature story to cap that late-breaking feature about the squirrels that ate two fingers on President Reagan's face.
You may have had too much drugs. I haven't had any. No, I'm high on the real thing. I'm high on J.R. Bob Dobbs.
President Reagan is also known as the squirrel's friend because of the delightful zag nuts that he tosses on the White House lawn.
Bob at least saved the doctor. Yes, welcome to the chaos.
He may mess you up.
Things happen.
That's probably Jane or Sterno gets driven right into this studio by a bad West Coast listener.
Think of that.
Well, that's me too. And
I can't wait for that show, personally.
When the higher-up officers in the Subgenius Church are all blamed for the tragic death toll on the show, the plague show, well, that's me too. And
actually, the Over the Edge program is more guilty of that than you are. But that's another story. Anyway, I want you all to make the best of what time we have remaining before 1984, and I know it'll be a different game then.
There's just a little bit of that so-called church era left.
That's a metro mess.
Caller, you have 45 seconds
Fire the
remaining left of Radio Life. We suggest you make the most of it.
Yeah, okay. Pretty good. Mad Lion, are you listening?
Still stuck in a stupid, ugly world.
During the Paris Commune, they ate the trunks of the elephants.
Burning pieces of collar? They found burning pieces of collar, Gary. Okay.
$40,000 a year that I get. That's something. Well, I'll tell you, the amount of hours that I have to put in this show, all you have to do is turn on your radio and listen. That's it.
The doctors told us afterwards that we were clinically dead.
Yeah, we somehow woke up.
Good
teeth. It was horrible. The blood in our eyes, they had this kind of ray that made the blood in our eyes kind of coagulate and kind of start bulging out.
We thought
our bodies, so we didn't mind about our eyes.
We thought we had seen a vision from the Lord Jesus God, or maybe one of those space people, but it turned out we were only near Fort Blixby.
Yucca
teasma in a box. I'm sure you got a bad yucca teasma in a
box. Oh, I didn't mean to bring it on again.
Stick it.
It's the thing is, no matter how hard you try, you can't get the doctors back in the show.
It's like Velcro. Puzzling the evidence offers us a grand vision of the universe as one thing.
Come on. They don't have to wake up now. Oh, okay, let's
The night show is going to be here. Oh, 20 more minutes, the night show is going
to
be here.
Out of a marine, I know what the Corps can do for a man in getting him off on the right foot in life.
You will be able to
and it was cold out there in the phone booth, and the wires whistled, and the little birds were asleep in their little tiny phone booths.
There's the audience. Look here outside. Dragging down the street, trying to get home.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, ugly, huh?
Whenever you no think the green hills say,
that's why I'm here. No dimes.
Repeat the
no dimes.
Sleep.
But to call the show costs dimes. And to do the show costs dimes. And to hold the show up for a KPFA.
He's a
big.
I'm afraid that's not good enough on this
He's
one.
See what happens? Even as we talk about the dimes, we've got to talk about quarters. Yes, everything goes up.
Scare you right out of your car.
Can't justify. I guess they could cut someone's throat and justify that.
Okay.
There's no telling how long he will think if you go left.
That's what I agree. How far?
Yeah, he's really up for Jesus. Well, he's still playing music. What a guy.
Here's the 20-inch high Jesus, the 90-foot Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And the cornbread Jesus.
And here's the little...
Cornbread Jesus.
Here's Spinky's Jesus.
Wafer Jesus.
The walking wounded Jesus. The car accident Jesus.
We need a wafer that's a waffle.
All living Jesus. Slouching into Bethlehem to get born.
And the bicycle mechanic Jesus and the service station Jesus and all the most useful
to me,
Jesus.
To me, you're the most wonderful, lovable, generous human being in the whole world.
No, no, no. You don't have to worry about the day after.
Manufacturer Jesus.
Because there's a world refitting Jesus that'll make everything
car bombs. Yes, it was Jesus that...
Well, you know what? One thing I tell you, I would much rather live dead than in a communist country.
You're on the air.
Clean off the theme panels. Can't go straight.
Yeah, the theme panel's broken.
Structure.
But hang on to the show real careful, Doug.
Okay, we'll both erase this part of the show.
Take 6 showers, say 7 Hail Marys.
Which of the doctors is more funny than the other?
Oh, no.
Hey, did you hear I taught my dog how to play cards?
No, but if you'll hum it, I'll try to pick it out of my ocarina.
Paul, wait, look out the window. Did you see it?
Oh, my God. No, I can't see
there's
anything.
There's Nelson out on the edge of the wing, and he's trying to get inside
Jesus,
the plane.
He's
trying
to punch it off the show.
Not that again.
Don't disconnect this guy. He's really good looking.
Like that.
I want him for later. Yeah, tune him in. Put him in a bag.
I'm
going
to
wake
up. Here you go.
The wing of the show.
Like that?
I mean, how can that be?
Someone bring me a drink.
Wait a minute, it's out there again.
Because they're listening tonight, too, yes? Seven state and 3 federal agencies listen to this show, constantly monitoring the content, moving us into the higher and higher
priorities. No, it's probably the same caller.
Yes, it probably is.
Well, I think maybe a whole radio station. I think that Doug Smith was concerned with something more immediate and scary than ever before. Yes, I can see it coming over the hill there. Yes, it's true. Zanny had grown into a show of his own.
Oh, doctor, it's Fun Tubbs.
Fun Tubbs was ready to fight Zanny to the death.
Held its composure
on the air.
In a comprehensive
and so he did. And so death is just a lack of dollars. That's what it is to me every time I see
death is a lack of dollars?
Bleeding head good, healed head bad.
Welcome to the Cigarette Hour here in the Subgenius Program.
Nat King Cole.
We're getting very, very cool.
Yeah,
and very everything
chic.
Is so chique, yes.
A Subgenius experience in a cool bar of your choice.
Give me a Mott Mahoney,
A tall, cool drink of your choice. And the sex of your preference on your arm and something else on your mind. Yes, smoke in your eyes and hair in your drink. You've got problems, buddy. Yes, the health department hasn't been in here for a week, and you're its first victim. Come down to Dobbstown and get Glanscaped. Clean up those unsightly spots on your face.
As the show rolls from side to side in your vehicle, you find it harder to steer. As you come down Highway 17 and turn your... The radio on to some strange show that you don't have any idea what's going on.
Open your window again. We'll try that again. Oops, I'm sorry. Okay, too many radios.
I don't...
Look out. Come on. No,
don't
open the glove box now.
Your hands are cramping into a... A grip and well, you can't start any longer.
Oh, a vote for the doggy.
Ah, yes, one vote for the doggy. Well, thank you, sir, and good night.
Our dog will be holding fast.
Well, perhaps you spent your last minute calling a radio station.
The doggy.
Hoping you didn't fart on no tools, no information whatsoever to give you. Well, you can call it and say yes. That Nancy Cat did it. I don't know. I hate cats. They make me itch. I'm allergic to doggy. Well, you know, that's not important to us. What we want to know is who did, who is the criminal, who killed Dobbs? Was it Kitty, or was it Freeze, or was it
estimation of the specification, according to the authoritative.
Now, doctor's back on track for you.
It's nice of you.
Hyperjump complete. Sensors indicate no sign of pursuer.
No sign of her sewer. What kind of sensors were these? They couldn't keep their mind in the gutter where it belonged. And soon they were censoring everything. Your parents, your television, your family. Yes, they censored it all.
Security telephone.
Even the caller was scared. What caller?
Are
you still playing
well,
that message?
Well, where were you when the war started, caller?
I was surfing with Bob.
You're no caller.
Oh, you're right. And neither is Bob.
You need a telephone.
Ah, right. Hello.
See?
Hello?
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
How many of you are there?
None.
Let's see. Do you count the elevator boy?
We're all outside having a smoke.
There's a few of us.
The war started, and we all jumped in here and for shelter, and it turned out to be a radio station. Where are you?
Are there any women there?
Huh?
Are there any women?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's for breakfast?
The kitty.
Oh, good. How are you doing it this morning?
Pretty good.
Fine. No, how are you cooking the kitty?
How are you cooking the kitty?
Well, microwave, of course.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. Can we watch?
Can we watch?
You know what I wish you'd do is bring the microwave down to the station.
They wouldn't send any in.
Why not?
Well, they wouldn't let us bring any,
I couldn't run in high heels and get in the bunker fast enough before the flash.
Your thinking is right.
His
thinking is twisted.
Is this a check?
No.
Did he get the check?
Well, it's kind of a test for us. Can we keep talking and saying nothing and still have it make sense?
That
is a little bit like poetry, but actually what we've been doing is searching for the continuity. Somebody left the door open and the continuity got out. Continuity slipped out while we were looking.
Look at some street people doing it. They're smoking all our continuity.
How many comedians?
Well, there aren't any comedians.
Wait a minute.
Do you realize who we are? Do you know that we're famous Bay Area personalities? Actually,
we're not comedians.
Who told this guy what's going on?
We're leading members of a giant church. That's the Church of the Subgenius. In case you've been dead for the last 10 years.
The two warring classes, never progressing except by hatred and conflict.
This is the Church of the Subgenius radio hour slash. It's going on long after its due slot. Yes, spilling out over into other evenings from the wee hours of the morning. This show is assaulting all continuity.
He's in the church. He sent us money, actually. He is that, sorry to say, out of it.
He is,
actually. We're on the mailing list, actually, to all the major mail churches.
It's always like this for us, and
we can't help it. And this goes on all the time? 24 hours a day.
Every day, that's right.
That's really exciting.
And you've just been fortunate enough to tune into only a small portion of
it.
Eight or nine.
Several,
at least.
And are you tape recorders now, or are you live?
Yes, that's the answer.
The opportunity to purchase this fine
Joan? Well, it's horrible. I could have predicted this.
I never thought it'd get this bad.
A bunch of guys trapped in a tiny room trying to communicate with what's left of the world.
I understood
they were shooting some of the dissidents out on the street.
Scared right now because you're here and you're there, and it's so scary to be here alone with nothing but poor Bob Nelson.
Well, it's
for something that's not even there, it's getting more and more expensive all the time.
That's right, it's become like a nightmare or a dream.
Let's listen.
Okay. Yes, we have radio shows in all major cities. In fact, we do most of them.
Okay.
Yes, in January.
You have that voice that makes you seem like you're not real.
Don't
listen
to me,
Judge.
Yes?
Hi.
Yeah, I want to get in my van.
You may even get another tape of some girl eating chicken with secret sauce. Okay, puzzling evidence of link between Nazis still in operation after World War II to the still unsolved murder of John F. Kennedy.
Burned up like a match.
Yes, that must have been the kitty from hell.
Sure was. No pan pots on him. Everything's full volume. Here we go. On your minute after
we'll be
station,
giving you instructions on how to survive.
You can. This is listener censored radio, and
special.
If you send in your money, you have a shot at getting us off the air.
That is against.
$20 Reagan poverty income subscriptions for almost everybody.
Okay.
All right.
No, I'm sorry. There is more. See, there's more coffee. There's more everything. Yeah, there's more comedy.
The poor little Bo fam can't have no coffee.
And there are more hints hidden inside us about the new show in January.
Yes, and why people will pay $7.50 to get inside the Victoria Theater and what they'll see.
Income
if we have decided to actually do a show.
Yes. There's some
we
colleges there that are trying to give their money
$60 group and family subscription for those cults.
Groups.
Which sit around in large rooms.
There he is.
And for real rich people, you can set us $1 million a month.
Yes.
No.
What are you still doing out there? Well, anyway, you could call us at
848-KPFA. I did call you.
He must have a helmet.
You called me.
Wait. Did you get one of our helmets?
Yeah, he doesn't look very... Yeah, my phone's been ringing. I just picked it up.
That's a gun. A panty goon.
Again, sinner.
K-Ja.
Yeah, I got a
panty. Huh? Hello.
K-Ja.
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 Oh, right.
I've been in touch with the radio station over in San Francisco. K-Ja.
Oh. Oh. Wow. I see. Yeah. Yeah.
You know that.
Mary, it seems to me I have the right.
Wotan. Wotan.
KBFA.
A milk-white steed we offer thee. Wotan. Wotan, we have sacrificed. We have sacrificed unto thee. Wotan.
Yes.
A milk-white
all
steed.
The winged helmet ones are now filing out of the studio.
Da, 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 da. You killed him. He's dead.
I haven't had so much fun since we had the Livian Hit Squad here as a guest.
Think, we ought to go have Sonny Barger do a lip lock on this guy's broom closet or something.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
Let's see if we can contact...
Hey, what happened to the rest of the gang down there?
Oh, we just we shut the door off.
They shut themselves out there.
Yeah,
we did.
Well, we sent them out to see whether it was safe enough for us to come out, and they don't look well at all.
Things have not happened.
So I think we're
like
just going to have
here.
To stay in here another couple hours.
It's time for some more sound therapy.
I think can see.
Apparently, take
seems
a lot
to
of
be
extras
bouncing around.
Extras
bouncing around.
Off the normal listener, this could remove facial hair if you can manage to get close enough to your radio speaker.
Da, 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 da. Hi,
you killed him. He's dead.
Well, caller, where were you when the war started?
Where was I?
Yes, and what did you have to do with starting the war?
I was sitting on the toilet in Poughkeepsie, Illinois.
Yeah, well.
The next thing I knew, I woke up, I was in North Berkeley.
You woke up. Where were you, and what were you doing when the war started?
Well, I was arranging books in my room. Yes, well, fortunately, the books protected me from the initial blast damage.
That's fabulous.
They covered my body, and I was able to occupy the time I spent lying there reading a few of the dissertations of Epictetus.
The surviving listeners could certainly be uplifted by that exciting and stimulating.
I don't think there are very
how many
many
flashes a minute can you see from up there on your...
Well, since I looked at the first one, I can't see very much at all. You know, it's very nice of you fellows to try to comfort me and everything, but the radioactive rain is falling, and I've been kind of depressed ever since this entire affair started.
Well, we really have been trying to make light of the whole thing to try to cheer up
those
survivors.
Effect. You'll be dead soon. Everything will be just fine.
This is the post-nuke
yes, here in the minute-after show.
Yeah, this is the minute-after show, and we're here to liven up those survivors who want to be livened up, and those that like to be dead, we'll help you kick right over. You know, whatever's your forte, five-te.
We're calling all the survivors and having them share their last minutes
it's
with
sort
us.
Of your post nuke welcome wagon, we'd like to
that's
think of
right
it.
This is our nuclear war party, and we're having a fine old time tonight.
I see, so you've got your nuclear war paint on in a rather
yes,
handsome
and my
configuration.
Little tiny hat too.
Yeah,
and we've passed out the nuclear war
go
party
ahead
favors.
give him a small dose to
listen
Dr.
to
Hal.
How would you like to have been on that fatal plane?
I understand he was one of the first to go.
Yes, well, I understand he flew right into it.
That was his mistake.
Shouting and singing.
Flying blind is what that's called.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he seemed to be enjoying himself, and it's what
I
he
I would have been hungry.
The way lived,
everyone else would have been hungry. We're going to die.
Look at him go. There, the president.
Now you can hear the werewolves.
We've been having a lot just of fine here. The president's just kind of flat, and we fold him up here. And there, it's just fine. Nobody
okay.
Look at that part.
We'll put that away and go on to our next segment here.
Ow!
Yes.
We're rational people.
One more vote. Who did it?
Hey, Bob, what's the status of your prophecy book?
Yes, well, you got plenty of stinking bicycles there. I believe in, isn't Chico the town with a 240 bicycle shops?
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
I don't know.
But he's,
there, the president. Seems to have melded.
He's back on track now. Everything's just fine here. The president's just kind of flat, and we fold him up here and there. It's just fine. No, nobody look at that part.
We'll put that away and go on to our next segment here in the war zone.
It's possible that
it's
Dr.
the beautiful Hell. Dance of the officers as they twirl around the shiny floor just before they go out to die a horrible, senseless death. Yes, watch them kiss their fiancés and wives goodbye in a hopeless sense of dismay and depression.
You're listening to listener-censored radio.
We have a call-out now for any knight of the subgenius who is ready for the frog. Let him appear at this doorway before me.
He turned and saw a terrible beast who was very angry.
If he be a knight of the true order.
Yeah, he's got to move.
You're on the radio in Houston.
He's on the radio in New York.
Why this? He's on the radio in New York.
He's on the radio in Mexico.
You're kidding me.
He's on the radio all over
this
because
must be him now.
He's on Puzzling Evidence Show.
You must bring me one of your daughters.
Yes, and God bless the president's radioactive wife, too, and her little radioactive smoking gun. God bless all of them that brought this hell on earth to us all.
You two can be on the show.
I've got a brand new bag.
So the father set out and soon reached the city. He was sad to learn that there was very little money awaiting him, not even enough to buy the children's gifts.
Merry Christmas, Tiny
the
Tim.
The tiny little salamanders.
The tiny little lizards.
No more.
All the little lizard pals.
I hope you're happy now.
Little kitties and dogs.
The boiled owls, the boiled. Cooked cabbage patch kids.
That's right. All gone. Nothing left but cockroaches, field mice,
and scorpions.
It was the nuclear winter.
No, negative on that.
No, there's plenty of room. Come on aboard.
You say there's a tentacle coming out of the crowd? A crowd?
Yes, I see a flashing light.
He's a very complicated figure, a very enigmatic figure that is very puzzling.
Yes, go ahead.
I was listening to the tapes on my Walkman. Was there really a nuclear war?
Yeah.
Well, how do you like it, Hal? Here, why don't you roll the window up there?
It's comfortable. I like that we've got it all lined with shag carpeting. Now, this is what I call good taste.
Pass me another martini, okay?
All right, but easy on the butter.
Okay. These things slide down real easy.
Yeah, I know. It's strange to think that they grow these shells. Boy, it's hard to drink them out of this tin cup, too.
Well, we call those pink cups.
Is it going to be light soon?
Sorry, Hal.
I'll survive.
No more light left.
Bet you feel stupid, huh?
I really do.
Resistance is the basic force of the universe.
And when do you expect the full effect to hit you?
Anyway, I'd like to get off, and I'd like to also comment that, you know.
Yes, we all like to get off. That's a thing.
There are many high lift devices in use today.
Yes, and if you don't have those pills, you can write to us.
Don't bother us with that nonsense anymore.
Here we go, pushing.
Let's take more and see what happens.
I wouldn't miss this show for the world.
First,
we go over the Vedantic scriptures for a few hours before we go on the air. Then, a quick round of calisthenics and jogging in our special Bob warm-up suits in our Bobnasium. Finally, a splash in the Bob pool and...
Hey! All right.
Whoa!
Sweet
got an FCC license, and nothing's going to happen right around here. Half the guests are still asleep.
Though there's one motor gone, still we must carry on, coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Yes, the show has come around to your side of the planet now.
Turn us all into statues of oleo, which melt with the piercing rays of the dawning, drowsy sun.
Well, we'll have to type up that sun now, because as soon as you mention those kinds of things, we have to start filling out reports and doing jobs.
That's right. Here we have a classroom resource program, Summary of Needs. This chart presents a recommended resource purchase plan based upon an analysis of materials listed in the resource inventory.
Now, if we're able to complete these resources, we can get this show going.
What were the two major factors which were considered, Doctor?
Air and heat this morning.
What about
Wow.
Yeah, it was the end.
You don't have to.
About an hour ago.
Think about the implications.
We're pretty stupid, too, because, I mean, it was the end, and here we are. We've kept going.
Yeah,
think somebody will tell us it's the end. No way.
Maybe we won't have to go to work tomorrow.
Wow, it's a great job, though. Look at the blood and scars. And...
Come on, Johnny.
Visitors are expected to bring their own electrodes.
L.A., baby.
L.A.?
Who? L.A.
Say who?
Who?
You're not from L.A.
Yes, Yakutismo's 11, well, Boblets 9.
I'm afraid we're going to have to go to line number
two. We saw the game.
Just pop those Boblets into the oven and watch them swell up. They seem like they're alive, and they are. They're waving and weeping at you as you close the oven door on them forever.
What day?
Hello.
Wait in a pentacle.
Yeah, wait till we find out who the Pootangle is.
We want to hurt him where he lives, in his bank.
If we called Arkansas, you'd find people who want to hurt him real bad.
Okay, the Enderocitor is tuned up, and off we go.
Cannon running through
caffeine
my brain.
Caffeine giblets.
But they're kind of for more advanced.
Take your boblets and place them in the oven on a greasy cookie sheet. Watch them wave their little hands and wink their little eyes in desperation and frustration. Then slam the glowing red-hot heated oven door on their pitiful cries. Rated R.
Good morning. Welcome to Doctors at Boblets at Dawn.
Okay. You failed the test. Is it? Well, it's still 5-1.
So far, I'm
doggy over kitty. Here, where the continuity struggles.
For pulling down the property values of these poor animals.
That's right, caller. And you'll have to move into a cheaper and cheaper and cheaper animal. Soon you'll be living in a parakeet.
But shoddy, where's your chip
just
here?
Picking your brain for the show.
Look how easily that flesh tears. They don't make them the way they used to.
No, they sure don't. These zombies are hard to use.
Yeah, I mean, don't you blow off your job, man. Yeah,
job's over.
You're free of all your responsibilities.
It's slack,
the war.
It's more fun than you thought, huh?
If you can walk, you got slack, Jack. If you can talk, you should be dancing right now, fella.
Yes, dancing over the graves of all your fellow humans here in the ruins of your civilization.
Hey, man, everybody in Def Leppard is not dead.
They're all just a bunch of dust now.
Oh,
along
bummer.
Your stereo.
Or bill me.
Yes.
Hey, man, I won't be on.
Oh, no, it's another little tape recorder. It must be Funto calling.
Okay. Then on Vegas, the mystery caller calls in and makes the people on the show sick.
Well, I'm glad I could get your attention.
You have
too,
our unqualified and undivided attention, sir. Please go on. We're listening
enough,
to exactly whatever it is that you have to tell us this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, maybe if you put your little mouth hole a little closer to the phone and well, stop making a little sucking motion on the phone and just speak a little bit louder. Thousands and thousands, or literally tens of listeners at least, will hear you.
But some of them only want to have the proper ignition and lift mode.
Doesn't work for me, but I do it anyway.
It's not working for me.
Heat, air, and time. How do they interact with you?
We've tried the heat, and we've tried the air, and we have nothing left but time.
Hey, where are you guys? I got
right over
records.
Here.
We're down. Yeah, come on. Can't you see us? We're waving. Yeah.
Over here.
Over near that big pile of smoke and rocks.
Yeah. Whoa. Have we got the fix on the Enderocitor there?
I think
yes,
so. Ken,
he's about to fire a green flare from the surface. You might be able to see it.
Check out
I'm not sure that our viewers at home are aware of how this device works.
I'm sorry. You've been blinded. How thoughtless of me. I keep forgetting.
It's all right.
It's
he's
hard
not,
to
he's
tell.
Not on camera. Nobody at home saw it.
He might still be able to see the glow through his closed eyelids.
We had our special glasses on ever since that South African incident where a subgenius device accidentally was detonated.
Who was to know that every nuclear weapon on Earth was detonated all at once by a randomly generated car
bomb?
No, yeah, I believe it was. No, it was a garage door opener from a car.
Well, there's 450,000 little voices in Oakland. We got all of those little voices all to say, Gary Kabofa, Gary Kabofa. Louder and louder and louder.
Gary Kabofa, Gary Kabofa. I walk down Shattuck Avenue and I see a blue glow of light surrounding the buildings enclosing your station.
Here we're going to NB21R to show you quickly where we are talking about.
Look at that lovely blue ring. Kind of soothing, peaceful.
Yeah, like an old movie.
Looks like a nice
up
place.
My ear.
Kind of spot you'd like to raise your
look,
kids.
Look, there's some alien in this
bathroom. About an inch off the floor. Yes, they're pouring in from all points of the compass. From every part of this old solar system, they're coming in and parking their skyships on the roof of our own radio station. And even aliens have no privacy. They don't know that we're peeping in on them with our super snooper eye from all the way across the galaxy. It's like they say, too many kooks spoil the brothel. And look at our switchboard. It's lighting up like a Christmas tree. Our switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree. In fact, I believe I am looking at a Christmas tree.
Who are you? Why are you awake? But I think we should make an exception this time. Perhaps we should conduct
I think we should make a very special exception of this individual.
His charge removed from the chair.
The coffee appeared.
Those guys didn't even wash their guitars after they played. We're not ready for nothing that's not ready.
Dolls to call.
A sheep in a slippery stream, in while in the swamp bongs the gongs of a throng of frogs.
No,
the best thing to do with a used religion is to sell it. So we can stop the listeners.
The high price.
Kill the callers.
So we're live
right here, sir. Lights and colors?
Lively fellows.
Oh, lively fellows. I'm afraid we had to reinter them. They were only exhumed for our night of horror last week, and now they've had to go back to the subterranean tomb.
Yes, padlock.
Okay, strap the Kasners to the transmitter.
Okay, Kasner strap.
Okay, now secure the heads.
They are all heads secured. Alike. Heads alone.
All right.
They differ in appearance.
Set the setting for the dial for N. The other dial for P.
Oh, boy.
We're taking the show to the gutter.
Here we go again.
Whoa!
They cut us off, those impudent swine. Now it's time for our listeners to take their Winky Dink crayon and draw a garish pink line on the radio.
Yeah.
Now, look, he's coming around.
I feel better now. I'll just swim away from the building.
Come back here with that boy.
Okay. Science and physics. And I'll make the show funny someday. Good morning, caller. How do you feel about this historic moment? It's hard to hold this end of the world up.
Hurry
up,
microphone's red hot.
I can't hold the show up much longer, caller.
And we're seeing this blue glow of light pulsating and expanding rhythmically out into the night sky, painting the clouds with its luminescence. All the consciousnesses of the subgeni are coalescing in this very one moment. It's coming from Presto Prince also. It's spreading to the exclusive store, the toy store. The windows are filled with blue light.
The Dallas police are going nuts outside. I've never seen so many Dallas police in one place.
Hey, I only eat crayons because they don't provide anything else to eat on this show. These crayons, they don't taste too bad if you eat them, if you drink them, if you have a little frop. But that's for the eggheads and the bubble dome boys, not for us normals to consider. These little creatures are rather interesting because they swim up the urinary tracts of men who are bathing in the stream and inflate their body, which is covered with red-hot spikes. And, it's not a pretty sight. There's missionaries down there. It's, you may think I'm making this up. It's true.
And they wake me up. But
the fact is that once these spikes are inflated, according to certain missionaries in the area, there's nothing to do but removal of the male organ.
And then where do they put that part?
Well, they throw it back in the river.
Right, the one with the big eyebrows.
13.
A little bit early to be talking about such private nuisances, I would say.
All I'm saying is that even in fresh water, even in an old scummy pond where you might think you're perfectly safe, you never know what old Dame Nature is going to have slither up into the very heart of your being. So you've got to be ready. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be awake all the time and alert and ready.
Is that why you wear that little net thing?
Well, gee, I'm glad you noticed after all this time. It's made by Mr. Robert of San Francisco. And look at these beautiful rhinestones. There's one on this side, and this one on the other side is my birthstone.
Show canceled. Restart. Canceled. Restart. Show canceled. Restart.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And no, there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
It's the show, an object of rest.
What's happening?
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Okay.
They taught dolphins to that other guy. Sniff out high explosives. And they performed invaluable
Bishop Joey
for the nation.
There's Johnny now.
Few millionths of the power we put into the broadcast actually gets there.
A few millionths? Oh, think of the waste.
No, but you might switch off the radio.
Hundreds of thousands, but that millions of subhumanoids.
That is
savages.
Painful, and it's.
I don't think this is funny.
Maximum.
Well, we're working out for the funny part.
Hi, I'm Bob, your DJ for tonight. Here's another song to get your party going. Leave Bob at home.
I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more. Prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show at KPFA watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet. We think we'll be there before too long.
16 millimeter and 35 motion picture film, optical printing capabilities, crystal photography, animation department, and now toy extensive film walls, surround studies. The laboratory was required to conceptualize projects, research and write the scripts, photograph, process and edit the films, score the music, and provide final release printing. Our personnel of the lab will queue clear for access to top-secret restricted data.
These things are vital to Americans everywhere.
Now, it's highly developed perfect. Digital delinifier.
My new application, my digital.
Because of Wobbly, everything's going to come.
My digitally applied correct beauty.
Try being me.
See, that's... You said there's not enough me on the show.
And then all of a sudden, me.
Depending on the quality of your assistance.
Up and down.
The show.
We're trying to squeeze the show into X Day.
Like a chicken neck. I want to wring the show's neck. It's whatever happens, it's the radio that's the happening sound. When I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do is turn on the radio and put my ear to it, and I listen dutifully, and I say to myself, what's happening?
Don't toss and turn all night with spiders in your hair.
Yeah, I saw it.
The future of show prime.
Smoke of Parliament, cigarette today.
This is your phone. This
only
is your
Parliament
phone
gives you extra
on drugs.
Margin. Have
this
a Parliament
show prime
cigarette.
This is your show. Your show.
The filter case.
That's
made.
Plus the evidence. Community sports activities. Hard-hitting sports. Weather. All the weather you want to know about. Lots of weather. We got big weather.
Whether you want it or not.
We got a bunch of weather. You'll be so glad to get it.
And you'll get it, all right. You'll really get it.
This is your show. Your show. This is your show. Your show. The Puzzling Evidence Show.
Pioneers an obnoxious sound of every kind.
Do not lose time on daily trivialities. Do not dwell on petty details.
Do not be devoured by the dynamic of such history.
All of these things melt away. Live well.
Tighten your trousers, old trout.
We're alive and living.
You've got trousers.
Now is the end.
Wow, you're lucky.
You've got trouseritis.
Back now the is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back now the is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back now the is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back now the is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back now the is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back now the is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Back
now
it is the envy of all the dead.
I used to envy the people with the trousers.
You'll envy the legion of dead dads in their trousers before this night is through. Who knows? Who cares? Who wears the pairs of dead man's pants that dance in the darkness of the eyes?
Too many pairs of pants.
Yes. You'll know at a glance by the two pairs of pants that it's good old reliable Nathan. Nathan Detroit.
The man with the pants.
The man with the pants.
The man from France.
He dances in the darkness of the noonday sun.
The man with the pants from France.
The dead man's,
the man's
pants
not from
that
France,
dance.
Just his pants are from France.
From here to France. Among the plants. And dead pants.
Remember that great stereo amplifier they used to have? Oh, what is happening? What is happening?
When you hear the bell, turn the page. Street. Ready?
Okay. Down in you wouldn't. Everybody's snoring away happily here in Peaceful Valley, which is modern as today.
Plus, more from Chris Rock, live from the Dolby Theater.
A police investigator and a music industry source in a position to know.
In heaven, what? It's wet. What? Hey, wet.
They say that a New York area mob figure often supplied cocaine to a former CBS Records employee.
The pattering of the drops on the little leaves. If you just washed it every now and then, you wouldn't have...
If you act now, we'll throw in a motorcade crash.
Okay.
$49.95, 12 payments, easy.
I can...
And here's... No one's turned down.
Dinner in his body, the bottom of the earth. You can activate it, you know, like you push the button and you clear the dinner table really quick.
I reach.
At least of people.
They should be playing a card here, but the computer
won't help me.
Isn't
there a commercial we're supposed to play called the What's Happening sound so people will know what to buy and do?
Yes, but my electronic
brain
refuses to help me.
Why don't that brain help us?
Well, then I would take the... Because it knows that if it don't...
You know who you're mad
cut
at
its
it?
Little, yeah, cut its little
wire. Cut its little wires
and
get its brain out.
And it's hiding underneath the little mouse hole.
You mean this radio itself does not even know that it is the What's Happening sound?
Yeah. It just
That's the dumbest radio I ever heard.
It doesn't really need to because it is the happening sound.
Why don't we tell it? It doesn't have the ability
the self-awareness
to know, though. Yeah. That's the problem.
In a way, it doesn't really need to. like the guy talking here.
It's the now sound.
It's the you're in the know with it in whatever city, community you live in. The radio guarantees it.
I listen to a fair amount of radio.
You're in touch with the world because of it.
Of course, I feel like kind of an oppressed minority. I mean, how many people
that's where it is.
Listen to the radio?
The local beat.
Everybody listens to the radio. That's one. It hasn't changed, but mostly in the car. It's where people do. It's changed a lot.
But you know, they do. They've got music, sports, and interviews.
Yeah. And what's happening?
Any of those special features, though. I just listen to basic radio. This is the most exotic program I listen to.
Normally,
I don't get serious.
That I can believe.
Or anything like that.
You don't even get stereo. You just listen to mono, right?
That's right.
You know, a little tiny $10 Radio Shack radio.
Because it's a happening sound. And you have to use batteries. It doesn't even have a wall board you can play it with.
Well, actually, that's not true. I do have, it's like these little studio student speakers.
It's not like a crystal radio that you just have pinned to your garage door opener.
Really? God, I've been using it to open beer bottles.
There, the radio's telling me, and it's radio, little radio voice. Shmigaligalig. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
So, should we recap the show yet, or is it too early to recap?
Why are you kneecapping the...
We're going to recapitulate.
Okay, kind of started like this.
Maybe we should reconnoitre on the hill up there.
Three. Sure, all right.
And recapitulate the show.
You cover me. I'm going to go rest up there.
We'll let the show percolate through its most unforgettable moments.
I'm going to go up Pork Chop Hill, and you can go up Hamburger Hill.
We'll be on the hills together, percolating the show.
Mustard,
hold on,
the camaraderie, the valor.
Starting right now.
Hold the onions.
This is a moment that was one of the most unforgettable moments in the show so far.
Okay. And anything in life.
There it was. That was so unforgettable.
But that segue.
What a moment. What a moment to remember.
Yeah,
these are the moments that we want to keep in our hearts.
I'm validated in my heart.
From now until forever.
With a wooden stake.
Maybe even in a second life, we would want to recall these moments.
Again and again.
The finest moments.
Not available in any
story. That we've ever encountered in this life or any other life. Before or
after. Slow down, I'm trying to write this down.
Isn't it beautiful when two people or four people can get together in a moment and each recall the moment like that?
But
it's funny. Are you against the conspiracy?
Subgenius collection.
Yeah, sure I am.
Special, unforgettable epiphanies and moments.
Yeah, it's written in, right? It's in the
contract.
It's
about to be withdrawn.
You did sign the contract.
Yeah. Sure,
you were left to die of starvation, but that's not your fault. You can always learn something. You can, anytime you listen to the Puzzling Evidence Show, you're always going to learn something. The Puzzling Evidence Show lets you keep half your mind. So you have to keep that half. You have to do something with it, you know. The other half, he's he's glad to control the other half of your mind.
That's exactly right.
I like the way the radio speaks. It speaks volumes. I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet.
Yeah.
We think we'll be there before too long.
Always, always, always the best music. You guys play the best music. They always play the best music. Always playing the best music.
You know. It spoke a volume just then. Wasn't a very nice one, but it did.
Oh, that's what happens when you're on the radio long enough.
You say it, and then it happens.
Huh? Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Dr. Hal, I don't know how you do that.
I'm sawing wood over here to make a popsicle stick house. It's going to be charming, but in just a moment, it's going to be time to rest, to lie down, to become recumbent, to introduce the dewy, feathered sleep. Sleep, the gentle sleep that knits the ravaged sleeve of care.
'tis a sad thing. The kingdom of Morpheus beckons, with all its dreamlike charm. And as I wait, sweet music breathes above, around, and underneath, sent by some spirit to mortals good, for the unseen genius of the wood. Oh, what do you think? But let my 2 feet never fail to walk the studious cloisters pale, and love the high embowed roof with antique pillars, massy proof, and storied windows richly dight, casting a dim religious light.
It's the show, An Object at Rest. When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory. Now we bring you back to the Starlight Room and Ramon Raquello and his high-stepping country kickers.
Yeah. But I liked it. That was funny. That was really funny. Now the show can relax and it's the safety of its own delusions for a while. This wool I just pulled feels so soft. It's not scratchy like that old harsh wool. This is soft wool. It's like a cashmere sweater. Makes your eyes feel so comfortable. What? I can't see, though.
It's the show, An Object at Rest.
The show has more episodes to introduce into the Akashic Record.
So relaxed. While this computer tries to woo me, whispering its sweet nothings in my ear, as it were.
From the 60s to now.
Always the best music. You guys play the best music.
Drowsoritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
It's not really an ear. It's a auditory receptor device.
Well, we enjoy the hell out of it. Aren't we subgeniuses, after all?
Sure.
Yes, enjoyment is our employment. Enough said. And now, on the moonlit bights of the Chattahoochee River, we see the hanging Spanish moss.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
Hey, look, when we take over this country, we'll make these guys barons, and that way they'll feel like they're still powerful.
Democracy has failed. Let us bring back the old order with its nobilities and titles. And I'll just have my special session over here.
Let's take a picture.
Oh, what? That can't turn out good of me. I'm going to have werewolf eye. Well, you know. Oh!
The fluffy white show between two.
He's got a ticket to ride.
Yes, first there was lovable.
But he don't care.
Little Dondi, and then there was Joey.
Four,
and there
three,
he is, Joey.
Two, hold it, stop. Recon. Wait, start again.
Okay, now, sorry.
Breath, take a breath. Everybody take a breath.
Joey had a hard day today.
Okay.
All right. Robert.
All right, I'm ready now. Let's. Okay, this is the real start.
Okay. This is the real thing.
This is. All right. Yeah. All right.
There we go.
Cue the cue.
I changed nothing. What happened was,
including your underwear.
Yes. My voice sounds fine from your end, but when somebody calls in, it becomes a cacophony of noise that hits the audio ceiling.
Unbelievable.
Who would do that on the radio? I've never heard of a show
of noise.
Yeah, a crazy person
ceiling.
Must have.
Yeah, like a cacophony of noise.
I think that should
only be allowed to be right here.
I like it when you're when you've got the line of lines. It's a line, but each line is another line. Each point in a line extends off in another direction.
Okay, start again. Ready? Five, four, three, two. Hold it. Stop. Wait. Go back to one.
Squanto.
Go back to five. Or should we go to 10? Maybe. Should we start at 10? Go back.
Well, it's like,
there's no reason why we shouldn't.
Okay, I'll yield to the majority opinion.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
At whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
At whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
And the bench.
Let's just table that for a while, okay? Can you table that discussion?
Be it so
put it
ordered.
On the table and then nail it down.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
You rude thing, you.
Yeah.
What is radio wooing?
This is the way radio describes what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sound of the radio describing what's happening.
Like, even if it were X Day or St. Stephen's
Day? Or for any day. Because that's how things happen.
Yeah.
Used to happen, not anymore.
Yeah.
Interesting how these things aren't in any particular order. I just don't understand it. I don't understand.
There's something crazy about this. It just doesn't make any sense.
Don't make no sense at all. Not at all.
Well, I took some of that stuff. Sense at all. I took about 4 milligrams half an hour ago.
We can still say tape. We can think about it as tape, but really it's just snippets of sound, whatever media they happen to be in.
What a wonderful, archaic time.
I told you. Hear that? Did you hear that?
Refound on radio. Refound on radio.
You can find it. You can work that, those grooves, man. That's groovy. I dig it. I dig that crazy sound, man. Those dips and dweebs and squares and cubes out there, they can't dig it. They don't have that what's happening sound in their hearts.
There's nothing left to do if you don't have that.
I love the way the sound happens. Man, you could do this. You could make your own puzzling ever show. This.
Yeah.
This is your show. What's happening?
You don't even know what's happening.
Your show. It's what's happening. And radio, the what's happening sound, tells you about it instantly, day or night, around the clock, with the speed of light. Radio is the sound of busy people doing their thing. People hard at it, contributing to the enlightenment of mankind and a better world for all of us. If it's happening, you'll be first to know about it with radio, the What's Happening sound.
That's brain's working overtime.
The brain is no longer the boss.
That's
Ave atque vale. Yes, we offer many prizes, including the deviled egg tray.
Is our other caller still there?
A devilishly easy way to steal it. With trident and pointed tail and cloven hooves.
That's a scary theremin.
Sturdy snap-on.
That is a scary.
You have to make your own theremin. Is that one of the rules?
Free transport. And if
that sounds
hell,
like
a
dishwasher you could have
that
in your car. No, nobody would do that.
It changes from blue.
I'm just mashing the music here.
Look what you did.
Some more CD. A little bit more albums.
But look, but you...
The theremin protects me from any bad influence of
getting
the music.
Punchy, eh? At one time, my eyes would have been good enough to read this horrible poem here.
There we go.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
I'll play my thing here.
Your thing?
Philo moved to the hinterlands of Tennessee and built the largest theremin ever. It was babies? And theremins.
I said a prayer for you today, and no God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he'd be near you at the start of each new day, to grant you health and blessings and friends to show your way. I asked for happiness for you and all things great and small, but it was for his love and care I prayed for most of all.
Really?
That's printed on the I Said a Prayer for You Today wall cross, the perfect way to show you care. What a touching gift for a loved one or special friend. Featuring a raised hand-formed flower designed for a graceful 3D effect, this beautiful cross comes engraved with the inspirational verse you just heard.
Why do you want to torture Jesus?
Made of 100% poly resin.
That's what the whole thing's based on.
Measures 10 inches by 5 inches.
It's a two-way torture.
What did Jesus ever do to you?
Hanging hardware not included. You hear that? Not included.
And the guy.
Jesus would be shocked if he came back and saw people like worshiping him.
Yeah, they'd give him electric shocks this time. They couldn't last time because that hadn't been invented.
He'd say, take me down off of that thing. That's hideous. What are you doing worshiping my corpse?
Well, when we had the Night of Slack long ago, one of the features there was the Shroud of Bozo and a special triptych showing the cross where Bozo had been crucified, but rather than to remain in such an untenable predicament, he'd sawed off his legs and hands and left them there and left the penalty of crucifixion.
It's tough to saw off both your hands. I mean, what are you going to hold the saw with, you know?
Well, confidentially, maybe he had help. And maybe that was the point, that we should not allow Bozo to struggle himself to end crucifixion, but actually give him a little assistance by operating one of the other saws.
You need a sawzall so you can saw all your limbs.
All your limbs.
All the limbs you can see, you should saw. If they are nailed to a cross, that is.
There we go. And hoist up the picture.
Not like they'll be any good anymore.
Yeah.
Although the ancient prophecy was that Jesus' bones would not be broken. So they think they put the nail through the radius and ulnar rather than the carpal groove. By Grabthar's hammer, by the moons of Warvan, you are avenged. The Aunt Bertha in Space episode.
Why do you have to remind us?
How would I know? Who would know? Who would tell me?
This show will not be held responsible for anybody.
Smells kind of like an adverse reaction to or something.
Like in Pete Goldie's backyard.
A corpse flower.
Or maybe Pete's got an actual corpse.
The
is
hot
that
burning
Philo
smell.
Dancing with the corpse
a
flower?
Burning flesh.
It's some flesh. Everything with corpse, right?
Across the sunlight. Heard from a guest.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
I made a decision to be reassigned to Earth.
Though there's one motor gone, still I must carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Thank you, Emily. This will bring me great comfort in the days ahead.
For valued our customers only.
And save there now. Save yourself and save there. Save there and save often.
You could wind up celebrating with a six-figure payout soon after listening to this show.
Now is the envy.
Six figures. Ah, yes.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
Nothing would give me more pleasure than to award $100,000 to you.
Is that what he said? Now's the envy of all the dead.
Or any other caller.
Yeah,
it is.
And now's the envy of all the dead.
Yes.
What he said.
Sad moment. Me and Mrs. Jones, we,
thanks for using the show tonight. Any show here. Stuck the show in your own show here.
Show me the way to go home. I'm
special aperture.
Hello. Drink.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory.
Hey, are you still there, man? Are you with me?
Radio's wide-ranging features, you know, tell us what's happening.
Really?
Yeah, medicine, industry, finance.
Oh, man.
Computer science.
When I leave here, I'm immediately going to listen to the radio.
A manned spacecraft orbits the moon. A new chemical breakthrough conquers a deadly disease. Diplomats meeting in Paris attempt to bring peace to Vietnam. And underwater scientists find new knowledge in the darkness of the ocean floor.
Churchman was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved.
See what's on air and hit remind me. Heck, we're doing everything but making a
jackpot. All right, as you'll see, interlaced with the frames of the original Hitler image, we found these sections. Now, we thought they were just noise, but they're actually data. Huge amounts of it.
Being a corner room here?
Yeah, that's right. Up, Bob.
Yeah, great. Whatever.
No, this is great talk radio.
It's what's happening, and radio, the what's happening sound, tells you about it instantly, day or night, around the clock, with the speed of light. Whether it's a PTA meeting, a congressional debate, or an astronaut reporting en route to the moon, radio is the sound of busy people doing their thing. People hard at it, contributing to the enlightenment of mankind and a better world for all of us. If it's happening, you'll be first to know about it with radio, the What's Happening Sound.
And would have to get a third radio. You know what to do with the first radio.
but you can't do anything.
A lot of people say you couldn't get hooked on radio and crystals, but I got strung out. When I was down, you know, like if I lay down to go to sleep after being up about a week, I'd wake up with cramps, feeling low, and couldn't get out of bed. You know what to do with the first radio. I'd have to fix radios in order to get up. Your skin gets discolored. Your teeth get rotten. I'd always be nervous if I didn't fix radios. You're wired. And I'd tear that radio apart, too. And then I'd fall asleep. Oh, a lot of people say it's just emotional or psychological. But I did get physically dependent on them. I'd start out with one radio, and then I'd have to take another radio apart to get a tube or something. And I'd tear that radio apart, too. And then I'd fall asleep. By the time I'd fallen out, I'd ruined three radios. You know what to do with the first radio. Rap. Talk. A lot more. You're wired. Get dates much easier, too. I was losing rapidly. Sometimes I stayed up 6 or 7 days. You don't even know what's happening. I'd start out with one radio, and then I'd have to take another. You're wired.
For some atmosphere, and I never look back.
Enough of
it. Not another
edge, boy. We need something cutting, something fresh, something hot.
Well, things are going very well, actually. The second printing of How to Be You 2 hits the shelves next month, and Simon and Schuster's already pre-ordered 12 million copies, so we are completely ecstatic.
Sheldon! Bonjour!
You backstabbing, underhanded little puppy pig! What? This is my show, my story. 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 My microphone.
That's why we do it here. Because it's what's happening. Hey, is that some sound over there?
No, I don't know. Where?
I can hear it happening.
I was looking for some, but I can't get the little computer to,
bombastically.
Looking down from on high.
Looking down from on high.
Nice little peons in the street there.
Castigating.
Trying desperately to change history with a little bleating.
Pompously castigating.
Yeah.
Bombastically.
Hey, all of you work people.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Today I don't even drive my own show.
No, we got
You're
plenty of conversation. You know
radio.
How it is on the show.
This is a joke.
It's the what's happening sound.
This is caca.
No, sound. Well, it's a little better than that.
Sound.
Oh, true.
Sound. Radio. What?
This is how radio
Thank
works.
Thank you for letting us into your home.
Is this,
you are
is
always
this
a, welcome,
can you, do this?
Do not adjust your sincerity control.
Little
that
thing
is perfectly
on this
up or down. True.
Everything is obviously patently true. Because we told you
more,
so.
More.
If it wasn't all real and genuine,
me more.
It wouldn't have
more.
True.
You know,
it's
there's
true.
Just not enough me
it's
in
true.
This show.
It's perfectly true.
Go there.
It's true. It's true.
That's weird.
It's
quite a weird.
I just turned up the master.
Ring of roses.
But it's all sort of leftish instead of right. Rightish and leftish. It's lefty, rightish.
Violets are red.
Heavy on leftyish. But I would expect that.
Are there other phones here?
Don't you think we'd know about it?
I want to know what you
Mine
want.
Mine sounds okay. I want more show.
Time code is locked. Satellite uplink is sealed.
Tracking is a go.
Because
it's happened to a lot of people I know.
Now what? I love him as a friend.
And
everyone's your friend. Not like my ex-husband. There's a passion there for his soul. I thought I wanted this simple life, but I was wrong.
UFC lightweight champion.
You got that looking for Mark? Mm-hmm. It's the power.
No, the girl.
You got that looking for Mark? Mm-hmm. See the power.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me turn this down.
Turn it down.
Milo of Alexandria.
We hear your phone now. You're having a phone issue? You knew that I used to work for the phone company.
His phone is in a shoe, he says, like in Get
He's having a phone shoe, like Doc, like, you know.
Well, it's like feng shui.
No, like Get Smart, like Maxwell Smart had a phone shoe, you know.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. It was maximally smart, too.
I think it's a solar flare.
Now that makes sense. A solar flare.
Not within the purview of
our investigation.
Please try again.
I think it's solar flares.
Oh, boy.
I am a...
Oh, boy.
I'm going to interrupt all the phone lines and phone companies and...
Oh, my gosh.
Have you heard the latest buzz?
How about Suicide Man check into the solar flares?
I think it's a good idea. Suicide Man, would you please...
It brings on many changes.
Check into the solar flare.
Suicide Man, check that out.
What stylish solar flare pants?
We need Suicide Man to check into the solar flare action, particularly causing problems in Redwood City.
Check out
this
action.
With Tony's phone. And Suicide Man, while you're at it, would you just check out Tony's phone and make sure it's working properly?
If you hear a phone tone, hang up and try again.
Suicide Man, I got a message here for you.
A messenger?
Suicide Man, I got a message here.
A merry messenger.
There's a suicide girl out there on Periscope, app.
Everybody's having the same problem, not just me. And yes, there is a big solar storm washing across the planet, and... I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk like that.
Is that why you're coming in such a spotty fashion?
Your garbled sound sounds great, though.
Good garble.
Static in that manner.
Okay.
But Tony's not garbling.
No, he's not, but...
Tony sounds good. But where's my son? My son didn't call tonight, did he?
And it was this thing. And what a twisted country.
All right.
Have the steward bring in the tea, please.
I'll just, you take a tad at just about yay big over there.
Keep going down. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, going down. Yeah,
keep going down. There you go. That's pretty good.
Notions.
Yeah, it's really hardware,
it's all about headphone volume. Yeah.
It's really tricky.
Everything in radio.
Yes. Easy pain.
Well, see, this one has got a bad side.
Removes two pains.
And so it's like super soft. And this one is like really five times as loud. Maybe 10 times.
Need anguish, a little
agony.
I just need to sort of put it over. This one's
a little show on one ear.
All irritation.
I need a pad here.
An iPad does everything.
Puzz, you need to make those. You need to make motorcade crashes for the season.
Yes.
You know?
What? Motorcade crushes? Okay. No, really, it'll happen. It'll happen. McKinley never got to hear that piano that he ordered for the White House. You know?
Hey, I've got a great new idea. Ready?
Okay.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Adding to the magic. The magic of radio.
Whoa.
Can you feel the love tonight? I sure can.
Look, everybody stood up. It's a rhetorical question, folks. You don't have to actually send the answer.
You can stand up and just cheer and clap.
In your beds and then go back to sleep. Yeah.
Pump your fists in the air.
As if you've won.
Or just give me the slow clap. You know, that's the main thing.
You mean to tell me you run a radio station out of your home? I've got to hear about this.
Absolutely. I just sit right on the couch in the living room, talk into one of these. The wire goes all the way out to the satellite uplink, and as if by magic, everyone in America hears my voice.
No! Pioneers an obnoxious sound of every kind.
You can make an income doing this?
You bet you can. There's a potential of 8 million satellite dish owners. Multiply that by $10 a holler. Why, it's more than I can count. Hey. I actually get paid for watching television.
It's really amazing.
I think those guys are really no good, rotten, dirty. No good, rotten, dirty, yellow rat.
Those dirty, stinking, foul,
scum sucking dogs.
Why I ought to? Oh well.
I think this is the little like.
They just want you to lose your temper.
I'd like to eviscerate them. Sure, remember that last time, that last show where we were talking about
Entrails back, yes,
we
I remember.
Eviscerating
all
here, eviscerating there.
Yeah, right. Here and eviscerate, there and eviscerate.
Everywhere and evisceration going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of disemboweling going on.
A little doubt, disemboweling, a lot of big knives were drawn.
Disemboweling, disemboweling, all kinds of big
knives. The night of big knives.
As Shakespeare says in Henry IV, Part 1, emboweled will I see thee anon. Yes.
He was talking about the lawyers and the. Well, after the lawyers came the advocates, though.
He's actually talking about Sir John Falstaff
and the
lying
lobbyists.
Apparently dead on the battlefield.
Yeah, emboweled is the way I would rather see it.
You get emboweled, they carry you back without the.
You know, and
bowels.
Sir John Falstaff probably had a lot of bowels.
He sure did. You know? And you don't need him anymore after you've been slain in battle.
Yeah.
Your bowels.
He took him a long time to build that bowelage up.
True. In fact, it was said, and not in a complimentary way of Sir John, that he lards the lean earth as he walks along. Ew. He's so fat and greasy, you see, he kind of greases it up as he walks along. That's the concept, at any rate. I mean, he's a fat dude.
Hey, somebody's trying to call it.
No, a caller. Look, get him. No, wait, he's coming through. Somebody want to take this.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
And now the enemy of all
the love is free and the freeway is long. I got some hot love on the hot love on the way. Soon, very soon, there will be one. You will try, but you will not be able to. You will try soon. You will try soon. You will try now, but you will not. You cannot move them.
Right, that's lunch.
You may let loose of my hands now.
You wish to let loose of my hands now, because when you do, it will make you very happy. So young. All brightness. And butterflies are a wonder to behold. See them? See them? There's one resting on a rose bush,
one whose wings you can almost touch. There, reach out, Brooke. Touch those wings. You can almost... No, it flew away. There is no need to weep. Your mother is gone. Can you see?
Some people call it fate. Others may call it destiny.
Why don't you say something?
What does she do? What does your mother usually do when you are about to cry?
That bothers you, doesn't it? That bothers you, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, what do you got for me?
We got nothing.
Let's do it. Sweep on channel 34. Night vision? 34. Let's do it. Sweep on channel 34.
Affirmative.
Night vision?
Negative.
Infrared?
Negative.
We got nothing here.
No signal.
Stop trying to sound weird. But don't worry, I've done this many times. Oh my God. Now this is a hard part where he got it knotted off there somewhere.
Be sightful. Ready to kill again.
Come on. Car ride.
Glob wrote about how the bog people were wrenched out of the mud, almost indistinguishable from the mud and muddy specimens.
Is that the bad sounds of outside of the
puzzling evidence show?
Wait a minute.
The bad sounds of the bad outside world.
In Hitler's submarine.
Something.
Now I see.
Like Hitler's submarine was held on the
bottom. So what is this plug here?
By the scratching hands of the
millions of
irritated skills.
It's plugging, it's plugging away over here.
And somebody is on the other end of the phone. Don't be afraid. Be afraid.
Who is it?
Obviously, we're not using on our mission, but
now you can have.
Can I come in?
Don't be afraid. Be afraid.
If you want access, click here.
This is your show. Your show.
Stereo. It showed them both sitting on a couch, stereo, nervously waiting the moment when mono would become stereo. And they were nervously talking to fill up the time until that moment.
It was a massive problem. And accidentally, all of San Francisco was given a small electric shock. It wasn't meant to be that way.
Can you hear the gods laughing? I can.
And all the iPads began laughing.
Spiritual flair.
I'm listening to it right now.